You're listening to SBS News.
Refugee supporters surrounded the Melbourne Hotel chanting, "Say it loud and say it clear, refugees are welcome here." There were excited scenes on the streets when the refugees were finally freed after more than 20 detainees left the hotel on Wednesday and more got out on Thursday. Lee Kerr Jussen was among the supporters waiting for their moment of freedom.
My kids call with them a lot and we video call and now we finally get to give them a real hug, a real life hug, so it's very exciting.
The men were brought to Australia from offshore processing centres on Manus Island and Nauru for medical care under the now repealed Medivac law. Indigenous Victorian Senator Lydia Thorpe says it's time to stop the injustice facing people who are seeking asylum.
These people came here because they were sick and they needed medical attention. And what did the Australian government do? They locked them up.
Around 90 detainees remain at Kangaroo Point in Brisbane, and more than a dozen are still in Melbourne. 25-year-old Don Khan has spent a third of his life in detention.
It's too much difficult to sleep. Everything for me, very hard situation for me.
The Refugee Action Coalition is worried about the mental state of those remaining at the hotel who are experiencing anxiety about their future. Federal Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton told 2GB the men who have been released were assessed as not posing a threat.
It's cheaper for people to be in the community than it is to be at a hotel or for us to be paying for them to be in detention.
The men have been granted bridging visas to stay temporarily in Australia while they make arrangements to either resettle in the United States, return to Nauru or Papua New Guinea or their home country. Refugee advocates are concerned the men are vulnerable, with Amnesty International raising questions about the future of those with complex medical needs. The organisation says it'll keep fighting for the release of others in arbitrary detention. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.